Thank you. This morning, I wanted actually to move a motion of adjournment to the House, but the Speaker, because of the, we are adjourning tomorrow morning, this morning, Parliament, so he has asked me to reduce it to be a parliamentary question, so that a parliamentary statement from the Minister of Foreign Affairs in relation to the visit of His Excellency, the President of Sudan, Omar al-Bashir, who came to the inauguration and promulgation of our Kenyan Constitution. I am particularly not happy in that Kenya has ratified the International Crimes Act, or we have in fact domesticated in 2008. We deposited our instruments of ratification in New York in March 2005, and we believed that the leadership in this country would have seen it wise that they go by the rule of law, and what we ratified, that they should believe in it, not only to be on paper, but in practice. And therefore, I will be seeking from the minister to tell us why he saw it fit to invite Honorable or His Excellency al-Bashir to Kenya.
What answers will you be looking for? Because people are suggesting that Kenya's stability supersedes everything else, especially when the African Union seemed to be backing President Bashir, and that the regional security is more important than currently the ICC warrant against him.
What we want to believe is what we want to be told exactly is, do Kenya believe in what they have ratified, and are they ready to work with ICC? If by any chance they are ready to work, they should have arrested al-Bashir. But the issue of stability, if we have the same people whom we are really who have been indicted, and we set examples that they are good people, because we believe in a stability which we have not have a problem with at the moment, but if we keep these people who believe in war crimes and genocide, then how are we going to be setting examples and becoming an island of peace, which we have been in East Africa?
Instability in Sudan would have an adverse effect on Kenya, and that there is need to have a cordial relation with your neighbor, especially with Sudan. That is what some people are thinking. That was in the true spirit of neighborliness and friendship. That is why they invited President Bashir to witness such a historic occasion in Kenya's history.
Actually, what we should be doing is we should be teaching Bashir what we call democracy by isolating him. Because what he is actually doing is the people in Sudan themselves are unhappy with him, although they say, okay, he was elected the other day. But we do not know the credence of the election, and therefore the people who are suffering, the Darfur people, the Southern Sudan people, we have seen them suffer for all these years in his hands. And here we want just to praise him for having maimed people, for having killed people, and then we say we are talking about instability.
What answers would you be expecting from the government? And if these answers are not satisfactory, then what?
We expect an apology to the Kenyans for having done that mistake. And if they do not give a satisfactory answer, I will move forward to move a motion of censor against the Minister for Foreign Affairs on the same.
There were some Kenyans who went protesting against President Bashir's presence, demanding his arrest. Those people were arrested and briefly released, although they are expected to be arranged very soon. What is your take on that?
I think they were just being arrested so that they are not seen by the media, which unfortunately were seen, because later they were actually released. Those people are no longer in police custody. They just They just arrested them for the purposes of removing them from being a nuisance in the streets of Nairobi so that it is not captured in the media. But unfortunately, it was captured. That is the feelings of majority of Kenyans.